The CHADS score is helpful to estimate the risk of stroke in people with AF. The CHADS score is based on the presence or absence of a history of congestive heart failure, hypertension, age greater than 75 years, diabetes, and prior cerebrovascular disease. Mr. Tanner's CHADS score comes out to 4. It's important to remember that Mr. Tanner still hasn't had his echocardiogram done, and we do need to make sure that he doesn't have valvular heart disease or other significant structural heart disease. The CHADS score only helps us to estimate Mr. Tanner's risk of ischemic stroke. We also need to consider his risk of a hemorrhage if he should commence warfarin therapy. Unfortunately, as risk of stroke increases, the risk of hemorrhage also increases. This was shown in a study authored by Heilig in the 2007 issue of Circulation. If you're interested, the paper is in volume 115 on page 2689. There are some data in older people. For example, you can read the BAFTA trial, which was published in Lancet in 2007. Mant is the lead author. The trial is in volume 370, page 493. Although it does appear that the benefits of warfarin therapy extend to older people, unfortunately these results may not be generalisable to the very frail older people that you will sometimes look after.